This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Alhamdulillah, this is dua number 24. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the rest of the month of Ramadan from us, except what of it has passed. And may Allah give us many more Ramadans and make this Ramadan come to its closing with healing and cure and therapy for all of us. Allahumma ameen. We're continuing with dua number 24. This is a dua from the Quran, but I'm going to share with you the hadith that relates to it. So this dua is found in Surah Al-Anbiya. And I will link it, inshallah, for you in my YouTube page. But what's important about it is the pretext of it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, who is an uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's one of the 10 who have been given promise by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he will be from the people of Jannah. So while he was still alive, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised him that he would have a seat in Jannah. He was one of the greatest military generals of our Muslim Ummah. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas relates from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But also in this chain of narration is that his son narrates from him. So Muhammad relates from his father Sa'd. So this is from Muhammad relating from his father Sa'd radiallahu anhu wa rahimallahu Muhammada, and Ibrahim is the son of Muhammad. So this hadith, actually in the first three links of its chain, is Ibrahim from his father Muhammad, from his father Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu ardah. It's an authentic chain of narration, and it's found in the book of Imam al-Tirmidhi in the Sunan. It's also found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, the Mustadrak of Imam al-Hakim, and others. Contemporary and ancient scholars have graded it as usable and sahih. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ni'ma," or in the narration of Imam al-Tirmidhi, "da'wata dhan-nun," the dua of the Noon, meaning the nickname of Yunus alayhi salam. "If da'a wa huwa fi batn al-hut," the one that he used when he was ingested by the whale. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Lawla an kana min al-musabbihin," had he not been one who was regular in his making tasbih, subhanallah, 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 had he not been one who was regular in his glorifications of God, "la labitha fi batnihi ila yawmi yub'athun," he would have remained in the whale's ingested by the whale until the day of resurrection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the dua of the Noon. And this is one of the dua where Allah immediately says, "Fastajabna la," I immediately answered him. And we know the answer was immediate because the word, it's not istajabna la. There is the fa that precedes it, which says fa'u taqib in the Arabic language, the fa of immediacy, of concurrence, in immediate action. So Allah, as soon as he received the dua of the Noon, it was immediately answered by Allah. And therefore this dua is a powerful dua. So the Prophet ﷺ teaches it to the Sahaba. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas said that the Prophet said, "Da'wata the Noon, if da'a wa huwa fi batn al-hut," the one that he made while he was ingested in the stomach of the whale, "la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin." Three important sentences. "La ilaha illa ant," he acknowledges the supremacy of Allah, the oneness of Allah, that none is worthy of worship but Allah. "La ilaha illa ant," there is none that I will ever turn to and ask and seek assistance from except you, Allah. "Subhana," glorified are you, beyond imperfection are you, no limitation is there set upon you, no hindrance is there that is before you, no unawareness is there for you. "Subhana," complete in your glory and unchanging in that majesty, you will remain as you have always been. "Inni," I admit, "kuntu min al-zalimin," I acknowledge my sinfulness and my transgression. I am one who has wronged himself. "Inni kuntu min al-zalimin." Three important sentences that when you put them together are a blessed dua. The Prophet ﷺ said that this dua that was uttered by the Noon in the whale when he was ingested by the whale, فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يَدْعُ بِهَا رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمٌ فِي شَيْءٍ قَتْ إِلَّا اسْتَجَابَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, that there is no believer who will invoke God with those same words, seeking anything to have, seeking for God to fulfill something for them, في شيء قط, in anything that they request of God, إلا استجاب الله له, except I promise that your Lord will answer them for what they have requested, will fulfill the need that they seek, will grant them what it is that they have petitioned for, that they will be heard and answered by Allah. So therefore, this dua behooves us. It's something that becomes important for you and I to make as a part of our daily rituals and make it as a part of our daily therapy in connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in particular in the month of Ramadan. Three sentences. La ilaha illa ant. Acknowledge the maker. Acknowledge the one you worship. Acknowledge the one who you put your face down on the floor for. And nobody else will you acknowledge in that way. La ilaha illa ant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa, Ya Musa, innani anallahu la ilaha illa ana. O Moses, come to know that there is none that is worthy of worship but me. Only I am I who is worthy of this. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say to them, He is Allah, the eternal in His uniqueness of His unity and oneness. He's the only one of Him. There is none that can be comparable, equal, to have any share with Him. La ilaha illa ant. Acknowledge this as a pretext of your need. Subhanak, glorious are you. No limit is there in you. Nothing I can ask that cannot be met. Nothing that I seek cannot be fulfilled. There's nothing that I desire that you cannot achieve and attain for me. There's nothing that I fear that you cannot protect me from. Subhanak, glorious are you in your completeness, in your blessedness. Glorious are you in your capacity to remain with your mercy and your compassion unchanging, even though I turn to you with sin and evil. Subhanak, inni, I acknowledge, I am. It is my fault. I don't blame the shaitan. I don't blame the neighbor. I don't blame others. I don't blame society. I acknowledge my mistake. I acknowledge my weakness. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanak. Inni. Me. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. I'm the one who has transgressed against my own self. I'm the one who has wronged myself. I'm the one who has brought myself to disrepute in harming others, taking what doesn't belong, looking at what is not right, saying what is inappropriate, doing and acting in a way that is sinful, having financial transactions that are immoral. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. I acknowledge my weakness and my sinfulness before you, O Allah. What you will notice is that you haven't made a request for what you want. But because Allah is the one who knows what's in your heart, Allah is your creator and maintainer, that this is one of the most powerful dua to get your needs fulfilled. So you're looking for marriage, you're looking for freedom, you're looking for liberty, you're looking for ease, you're looking for rizq, you're looking for health, you're looking for your children, you're looking for something to be blessed with, something to be removed from you, you're looking for some assistance, you're looking for some a removal of trial and calamity and pestilence that has descended upon you. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. No need that you have cut in its entirety, that you make a dua seeking Allah through this, even without asking with your lips. But what is in your heart and what Allah knows of your future will be granted for you even without specific request. May Allah make this dua a dua of healing from Surah Al-Anbiya, the dua of the Prophet of Allah, Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah. May Allah make it a healing for all of us. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily reminder for you from Ramadan Therapy, dua number 24. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.